I'm delighted to welcome to the programme a man who's currently out on tour with the Merseybeats, sort of on loan, if you excuse the footballing parlance. It's Tony Baker of the Dakotas.
That's me. How are you doing? All right?
Very well, thanks. And yes, as I say, they've borrowed you for the tour because Dave Goldberg's indisposed, I believe.
That's right. He's got his own Fleetwood Mac tribute band, and many of the dates clashed. So as we were just sort of busy getting our new show together, Tony said, "Could I do some of the dates?" And I said, "Certainly can." So I finished up doing most of them.
Excellent. Quite yeah. Handy. And you fitted in okay. Musical style, not too different.
Well, it's very different. Every different set of musicians you play with is different. But the thing about all of the Dakotas, we all play with so many different people on sessions and live stuff that we're a lot of people just play one set of 12 songs all their life, and we don't do that.
Yes, yeah.
Quite handy.
Musical chameleons.
We've all worked with the Merseybeats many times on the Solid Silver shows and private gigs.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And talking of musicians that you've played with, of course, we need to talk about the late, great John Walker, who you played with.
Absolutely.
Unbelievable. Well, I suppose it's not unbelievable, really. I mean, they were second only to the Beatles in 65, the Walker Brothers, weren't they?
You just can't imagine just how big these guys were. I mean, we see Gary regularly. He was one of the gigs the other night. And, obviously, we worked with John so many times, and you just wouldn't know that he was the least egotistical person I've ever met that was so famous. He's just amazing.
Yeah.
Just amazing.
Now, you obviously had to provide the backing for him for things like Sun Ain't Gonna Shine Anymore, one of the
most
superbly produced records of the entire 60s. Was that a challenge for you?
It was a good challenge, and we rose to it. I mean, a lot of it was down to, the exact way you play stuff, the right groove, the right feel. And, of course, these days, with, personally for me, the keyboard sounds that are available at your fingertips make life a lot easier than they would have done, say, 20 years ago. So we just really enjoyed recreating all those big, big ballads. Fabulous.
And everybody that I've spoken to about John, I mean, I met him myself and interviewed him. He always came across as being a fairly easy guy to work with, although with very high standards.
Well, that's it. He knew exactly what he wanted, and most of the time we delivered it, without even thinking. And if there's anything that needed a slight tweak, he'd say, "Hey, Tony, do you think maybe we can do that?" And we would do,
Yeah.
And he was just so easygoing, and he'd just turn around when we were playing and just give you that look, and you just went, "This is really cooking." When it's nice, it's nice.
Yeah.
You're playing something, and you'd be doing a guitar solo, and he'd just turn around to each one of us individually, during the song, and you just give us that little wry smile, and you go, "This is really cooking."
And of course, so he was no mean musician himself, was he? He was an excellent guitar player.
So many people have said, there's been one or two clips put on Facebook and YouTube and things like that over the past couple of years, and a lot of the comments are, "I didn't know what a good guitarist he was."
Yeah.
He was great.
Yeah.
But his influences from very, very early days are so blues-orientated. He loved Ray Charles. B.B. King was one of his big favourites, and he used to love playing blues stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Now, I understand you've got some things, some irons in the fire regarding a tribute to John. Can you tell us anything about them?
There's an idea that came about 3 or 4 days ago. We were thinking we really should do something. And we thought, well, we'll do something local for people that knew him, because we've done quite a few gigs around this area with him. So I sort of called up a couple of guys that have put the shows on before, and they said, "Yeah, we'd love to. Who else is on it?" And I thought, I don't know yet, but I'm sure we can get a few people involved. So within 2 hours, I'd rung up a few of our friends that have worked with him over the past few years, and they said, "Count me in."
Yeah.
Right, okay. And then somebody else heard and said, "Well, how about if we do one in the Midlands?" And I'm thinking, okay, let's do two. And then I got some more emails saying, "Oh, please, please come to Southampton."
Yeah.
And it's like, I think we could tour this.
Yeah, yeah, that's
so
right.
Anyway, we finished up. We've got three tentative dates, two of which aren't tentative anymore. There's one in Upper Mill in Oldham.
Yeah.
And one at the Amersham Rock and Roll Club.
Oh, right, yes.
Which,
yeah.
I just love synchronicity. I spoke to Ralph Gowling about, did he have a night free? And he said, the only night he's got free this year is November 12th. And I said, book it. That's young.
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing.
That's unbelievable, isn't it?
In 2 days.
Yeah, so we've got John's birthday, and we've also got Upper Mill near Oldham. We did 2 dates there last year with John, so we're going to do one there, and that's going to be on the 24th of September. So we've got September, November, now we're looking somewhere in the Midlands for the end of January.
And it looks...
Hopefully Cynthia will come over for one or maybe two of them as well.
That'll be wonderful, yes.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and look, the way it's gone so far, it looks as if there might be more dates to come, who knows?
There might be. In fact, the guy that's putting the Upper Mill show on, Martin, his band will be supporting us because he did on the night when John was with us, and a band called Jog the Memory. And he said he sold 25 tickets yet, and we haven't even put the price on.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Terrific.
I'll just speak to Cynthia, and I know she's always been involved with a few children's charities, so we'd certainly like the proceeds to go towards the charities of her choice.
Yes.
And she'll be on board behind the scenes with us.
Yeah, that would be great. Now, how can people keep up with events for this? Is it going to be on the Dakotas website?
It'll be on the Dakotas website, which is www.thedakotas.co.uk. And, of course, they can follow us on Facebook.
Yeah.
Just Facebook and then /TheDakotas. We're very, very easy to find. And like I said, I'm updating it daily.
Brilliant.
Finally got the confirmation for Amersham last night. So that was on this morning, and it's had so many hits already. It's really good.
Excellent stuff. Well, thanks for taking the time out to bring us up to date, Tony. I know you're on a hectic schedule with the Solid Silver 60s.
Hectic is good. It keeps your brain going.
Yeah, that's right. And perhaps you'll come on and talk about your new show when the Dakotas go out again.
I certainly will, because those who haven't seen Dakotas since about 6 months ago, we've got a slightly extended lineup now. We've got a 5-piece.
Oh, right.
With a brand new front singer, a guy called Ronnie Ravey, we've known for ages. And when Paul, our last singer and bass player, said he was going to be leaving because he didn't do very well travelling.
Right.
So we thought, let's change the dynamic. Instead of getting another singing bass player, because I think there's only McCartney and Sting left, really.
That's right.
So we haven't tried. So we thought, let's change the dynamic. So we got a friend of ours that we've known for years on bass called Marius Jones, who's tremendous. And then, who did we get from? Once again, we wanted somebody that wasn't on the circuit, not from another band. People didn't know. And this guy we've known for years and years, and he's a tremendous singer. And he did a couple of gigs with us in November. And the dynamic of the band was just unbelievable. What a difference.
Yeah.
So there we are. So we're busy putting a new show together with quite a lot of new songs.
Excellent.
Those who saw us at Butlin's last November, you know what I'm talking about.
Right.
The house.
Right. That's excellent, then. Thanks very much for that, Tony.
OK, thanks for calling.
And I hope to talk to you soon about the Dakotas.
OK, and keep posted on this John website. Stuff will be on John Walker's website, of course, as well.
Right.
And if anybody would like to leave a tribute for John, there's now a space on the John Walker International website that can do so.
Excellent stuff. Thanks again.
Nice to speak to you.